thank you for having your radio on and joining us today. And we have a special guest with us that we want to talk to about a very important issue that many of you folks in Kentucky have been very much concerned about. Brother David Walls with the Family Foundation in Lexington, Kentucky. Good morning, Brother Walls.
Good morning, brother. Good to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Tell us a little bit about the Family Foundation, if you would, and then I'd like to move on with this issue about abortion.
Absolutely. Happy to do so. Happy to be with you again. So the Family Foundation, we are a statewide Christian education and advocacy organization. We seek to uphold God-honoring public policy here in the Commonwealth, both at the state capital and across the state at the local level, and very much involved in advocating and educating on the life issue, standing up for our religious freedoms, marriage, family, parental rights, a host of important issues, but certainly the life issue has been front and center over the last few weeks.
Well, with the big decision of Roe versus Wade, that didn't end abortion. It just took it off of the federal level and put it on the state level. What does that mean?
Absolutely. And you know, we do want to continue to take a step back and just, you know, praise the Lord that Roe v. Wade was overturned. You know, this has been a huge part of an effort of the pro-life movement for close to 50 years. The most, from our perspective, the most egregious Supreme Court decision in our nation's history directly led to 63 million plus babies being killed in the womb. And so certainly a big part of the movement has been working towards getting that horrendous decision overturned. But you're exactly right, and it's important for folks to remember what this means. The Supreme Court overturned Roe and returned the issue of regulating abortion to the states. And so now states, even more so, are the battleground, state by state, to ensure that the killing of unborn children is ended. Thankfully, here in Kentucky, we've had a pro-life legislature for a while now and have a number of important pro-life bills that had already been passed, one of which was known as Kentucky's Human Life Protection Act, sometimes also known as the Conditional Trigger Ban on Abortion. And this piece of legislation, and other states had passed similar pro-life bills, said that once Roe was overturned, abortion is effectively banned in our state. And so that law was already passed. It was already on the books. And when Roe was overturned on June 24th, that law went into immediate effect. And our Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, he kind of put out an advisory alerting everyone that law was now in effect. And Kentucky's two abortion mills that are both in Louisville closed down at that point in time, and we had a couple of days where no babies were being killed in the Commonwealth, praise the Lord. But the next step in that state battle, and we knew this was coming because the pro-abortion forces are certainly not going to just give up, so to speak, they immediately ran into state court and filed a lawsuit against our state laws, the Human Life Protection Act that I mentioned, also the heartbeat bill. And unfortunately, they found a judge willing to do to intervene, a judge in Louisville, a state court judge, that has unfortunately put a hold on the Human Life Protection Act. And we have seen now the abortion businesses open back up, and once again, unfortunately, has resumed killing unborn children. And that's just a tragedy, and we're continuing to work to ensure that we have, at the end of the day, legalized abortion ended in the Commonwealth.
Well, what's interesting, I've been following Attorney General Cameron, and he immediately filed to the appellate court, and they wouldn't hear it, and then they went to the Kentucky Supreme Court and wouldn't hear it. But that's confusing to me, how that they can not stand by law. Would you kindly help us understand that?
No, you're absolutely right, and if if folks are on our email list, and you can get signed up at KentuckyFamily.org, we normally put out a weekly update, and we highlighted this on Friday. And I know there's a lot going on, and so it can get a little confusing to follow what's happening. but you are exactly right. So what this single court judge, state court judge, did in Louisville was put a temporary hold on the bill. And so he's essentially trying to override the entirety of the legislature and all Kentuckians who elected a pro-life legislature and put this law in effect. And this is really in direct contradiction to what the United States Supreme Court just said when Roe was overturned, that this issue was being returned to the people in the states and to their elected representatives.
How can a judge get that much authority?
Yeah, well, I would argue that he just doesn't have it. And so, as you mentioned, the Attorney General's office is committed to seeing these laws enforced. He immediately appealed this temporary hold, went all the way up to the Kentucky Supreme Court, and unfortunately, as my understanding, was just signed by the Chief Justice, I don't know that it's gone before the full Kentucky Supreme Court, but the Kentucky Supreme Court refused to put the law back into effect. That's the effect of what they did, and this is just a tragedy. I want to be crystal clear here. This law, Kentucky's prohibition on abortion, should be in effect right now. It is the law. It was duly enacted, and there is no reason for this law to be on hold while this court challenge is going out, as the Supreme Court, I think, made clear. And so we need the Kentucky Supreme Court to take another look at this situation immediately, because as I was at the trial, as this court case is starting to play out, and there was testimony from the pro-abortion side that there were hundreds of women who sought to get an abortion after the law went into effect. These are hundreds of lives that were saved for a couple of days, but now that the abortion clinics have opened back up, unfortunately, we're probably going to see these babies once again being killed in the womb. And so it's a tragedy. It's wrong. And I would point out, too, similar court battles are going on right now in other states. And it's my understanding in Ohio, in Texas, and other places, their state Supreme Courts have stepped in when they had a rogue lower court judge and said, no, the law is going to be in effect while these court challenges play out. And so certainly we were extremely disappointed that the Kentucky Supreme Court has not taken action to put the law back into effect.
Well, don't they have a hearing this week over this in Louisville?
So there was a court hearing last week where there was some testimony on the pro-abortion side, and then the Attorney General's office brought some pro-life testimony in. It's my understanding now that they're kind of at the briefing stage, and so I don't think we're going to see any kind of action, so to speak, until next week. What this means is every day that this law is not in effect, there are lives being lost here in the Commonwealth that should not be lost, and so that's certainly a tragedy. But I do want to remind your listeners that one of the other important things we also need to remember is that Kentuckians are going to have the opportunity on November 8th to once and for all ensure that we never have this state-level judicial activism on the life issue happening with the Yes for Life constitutional amendment. This is a constitutional amendment that was, again, passed by the legislature prior to Roe being overturned, but it's going to be on the ballot. And the constitutional amendment does two very simple things. It just says there is no right to an abortion in the Kentucky Constitution, and there is no right to taxpayer funding thereof. Very straightforward.
Well, interesting. Let me interrupt here, though. The interesting thing is we have a marriage amendment the same way, a state marriage amendment that recognizes nothing but marriage between a man and a woman. And then it went to the federal level. In the meantime, Kim Davis is still suffering from that. And so why have legislators and constitutional amendments if judges are not going to do their job? It's just really interesting to me.
We're living through a moment which is showing, unfortunately, how broken our constitutional system really is. Again, what the Supreme Court did in overturning Roe was a a huge monumental moment in our nation and an opportunity for us to start moving back towards a proper understanding and a proper role of the different branches of government. As the Supreme Court said in the Dobbs decision when they overturned Roe, obviously there is no right to an abortion in the United States Constitution. It's just not there. It was invented. And so them recognizing that and rightly saying, this issue belongs to the states, it belongs to here in Kentucky, to the General Assembly, and so that is the proper role. But unfortunately, we knew that as soon as that happened, we were going to see abortion advocates go into state court. And again, to be clear, this is essentially what abortion advocates are arguing now, that there is a secret right to an abortion that's been hidden in the Kentucky Constitution all this time, and we're just now discovering it. Obviously, you know, anyone with a plain understanding of the law can read the Kentucky Constitution, understand there is no right to an abortion in the Kentucky Constitution or in any of these other state constitutions, I would imagine.
Well, Brother Walls, we're out of time because you said you were limited, so I'm going to let you go. But let me ask you once again before you leave, the Kentucky Constitution amendment that's on the ballot November the 8th, can they find that information and become more aware of its language at your website?
Yes, sir. At KentuckyFamily.org, and then also there's now a website specific for the Yes for Life Amendment at YesForLifeKY.com.
Well, thank you for your time, and thank you for the Family Foundation. We appreciate you looking out for us. And one other question. What's Daniel Cameron going to do next?
Well, now this court case in state court is going to continue to play out. And so this was just a temporary hold. So now we're going to be moving to the stage to see if there's a so-called permanent hold put on the law. But I know the Attorney General's office, they are working overtime to ensure that they are prepared to defend this law and to appeal it once again once a final decision is rendered in this case, and they are committed to seeing this law upheld. And so I encourage folks to be praying for the Attorney General's office, for his team, and be praying for these court judges to do the right thing. We are in a monumental moment for life, and we praise the Lord for that, and I am confident at the end of the day we are going to see a Kentucky where abortion is no longer legal, and that would be a wonderful thing. Bless you. Thank you.
All right.